It's up to the university. If they do not change course, a strike is absolutely inevitable.
The Public Service Alliance of Canada, PSAC, Local 901, representing over 2,000 graduate student workers at Queen's University, could be going on strike as of March 10th if demands are not met by the university. This looming deadline comes after securing the highest turnout and strongest strike mandate in the union's history. The union formally notified the university of their intention to bargain for a new contract on April 9th, 2024, leading up to the expiration date of their collective agreement on April 30th. However, negotiations did not begin until November 2024. PSAC 901 President Jake Morrow spoke with CFRC regarding the strike vote and the top issues impacting graduate student workers. I was wondering if you could just speak to the significance of seeing the highest turnout and the strongest strike mandate in PSAC 901's history.
Yeah, this is really exciting stuff. It's not unexpected at all. We've been talking to members over the course of a year. We just had surveyed members on strike readiness, which allowed us to call a strike vote right away. We don't release specific numbers, but I can say that they are significant and they are incredibly exciting, but not unexpected. From talking to members over the past year, one-on-one conversations, surveys, focus groups, this is exactly what we saw coming.
And what are some of those top issues identified by your members, and why are these issues critical for graduate student workers at Queen's?
Yeah, some of our top bargaining priorities as defined and ranked by the membership, they include a more equitable funding to labor ratio. They include a living wage funding package, more access to affordable housing, paid hours to learn course content. What's really significant about these is that so many of them are tied to the cost of living. The way that the university chooses to prepare graduate funding packages, it forces folks into stagnation and into poverty. We negotiate every negotiating round. We negotiate up our hourly wage, but the university then for the next batch coming in, they just lower the funding package outside of the labor. So that's why we're fighting for an equitable funding to labor ratio, so that as we negotiate up our wage, people start to see more real gains. We have right now the minimum funding package for PhD candidates, PhD students, is $23,000, I believe. When you take tuition out of that, that's around $15,000, despite the fact that the majority of PhD students and candidates are not taking any courses. Many of them have not taken courses for years at Queen's University. So we're walking around away with $15,000. 20, 30 years ago, it was the same amount of money. Folks were making $20,000 to $25,000 on those funding packages. Tuition was lower. Rent was lower, inflation was lower. So we've seen over the past decades a significant real income decrease. And that is tied to not having that labor funding ratio in there. Access to affordable housing. The university is in the business of providing graduate student workers housing. We have graduate housing at Ann Clacken and John Orr. This is housing available to graduate students and workers, and we're looking to make sure that the university provides further access to housing. People are significantly hurting when you're making $15,000 a year as your take home. You are living well below the poverty line. The university brings in tremendous amount of people to this community without investing in the infrastructure to allow people to live safely in this community. We're looking for commitments to make real progress.
You got into it there, but I was wondering if you could elaborate a bit more on how these issues impact the daily life and the ability to succeed academically for graduate student workers.
It's as simple as it's really hard to do your best work when you're trying to figure out how to eat. That is the reality. Over the last year, we had to provide around $100,000 in emergency grocery fundings for our members. People are struggling with the necessities of life. Putting food on the table, having shelter, these are the things that people are struggling with, graduate student workers at Queen's. When you're having to take on second jobs, when you're having to decide between meals, you're not at your most energized. You don't have the energy or attention to focus on your studies. You also don't have the energy and attention to focus on your teaching. This is not just an issue that makes graduate student workers suffer, although we do. This is also something that affects undergraduates. The classroom teaching and learning is significantly affected when the person who is teaching your course is skipping meals.
In a recent release, the union also accused Queen's administration of, quote, continuous disrespect and a lack of engagement at the bargaining table. Your recent release mentioned a feeling of disrespect from Queen's administration at the bargaining table. I was wondering if you could elaborate a bit on this sentiment.
Yeah, the disrespect at the table has been consistent and constant. The university frequently shows up an hour plus late to the table without prior warning. There was a day where the university spent an entire day in caucus with our team waiting for their response. After that entire day, which had our team sitting in caucus awaiting, at the end of the day, the university came to the table and their one question, their one response from an entire package pass was if there was a typo on a single page. This is the level of disrespect for the priorities, for the membership, for the work that's gone into this, the work that we do for the university. And that's just the start. There has been a failure to address key priorities in any meaningful way. It's not until the union called in the Ministry of Labor, a conciliator to come to the table, that the university finally responded in any way whatsoever to our monetary packages. The university has shown consistent disrespect for the members of the bargaining team and for membership as a whole. These are the members' priorities. The university has been dragging its ass start to finish. It's an attempt to wait out the issue until the summer. It's not going to happen. March 10th is the strike deadline. We will be going on strike if the university does not meaningfully engage with these issues and bring us a fair contract.
When asked to respond to these claims, the university sent the following message to CFRC, stating, quote, "The university values the contributions of its employees and respects the collective bargaining process. Queen's negotiating team has and continues to bargain with the representatives of PSAC and its local 901, professionally and in good faith, in the interest of reaching a mutually acceptable tentative agreement to renew the collective agreement that is capable of being ratified by both parties. Once a tentative agreement is reached, details will remain confidential until it is ratified by the union and the university. Queen's posts public updates on its bargaining on its Labor News website," end quote. Without resolution, this could mean significant disruptions to tutorials, research activities, and teaching at the university, impacting the education of approximately 26,000 undergraduate students.
I'm not entirely sure how the university thinks it's going to function with our membership out and with the Steelworkers membership out at the same time, potentially. Both the United Steelworkers Union, which represents 1,500 plus support staff, admin staff, IT techs, this sort of stuff on campus, and ourselves, which represents over 2,000 members on campus, teaching fellows, teaching assistants, research assistants, that the university thinks it can potentially be business as usual is ludicrous. I don't know how they intend to go forward with 3,000 plus members of the community striking, picketing around the buildings, It's not doing work. It's ludicrous. And not only that, we've received and we've been seeing tremendous statements of solidarity, largely from professors, from undergrads, from other members of the community. And we haven't even started reaching out. Professors have, in their collective agreement, a right to refuse to cross the picket line on ideological grounds. And we're already seeing that there will be a significant number of professors who are refusing to partake in crossing a picket line. We're seeing tremendous calls for support, pledges of support, and we expect to see more in the coming day, and we expect to be sending those along the university's way in the coming days. I don't know how the university believes it's going to function.
Queen's stated in a release on their labor news website that they have prepared plans to mitigate the impact of any strike or lockout. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.